Welcome to Carrituals. This is Wendy.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, How to Give Feedback for a Presentation, Chapter 1, When and When Not to Give Presentation Feedback, Part 2.
The questions that this cast answers are, how do I answer the question, how did I do after a presentation? What are the important things to keep in mind when giving a presentation feedback? And how can I structure my feedback to both supportive and constructive?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
No time to sit through long leadership courses. We get it. That's why Executive Outlook videos offer bite-sized lessons recorded at our recent M conference designed for career professionals. Get actionable insights from leaders and real executives that can help you apply things on the job right away. Ever admire those executives who seem to have it all together? Learn their secrets today. Don't miss out. Visit us online at manager-tools.com and find the Executive Outlook videos under the Training and Events menu.
Amanda, you and I talked about how to give feedback for a presentation, when and when not. And we talked a lot about feedback and people's reactions to it and who to give it to and when and why you might want to be really careful with your boss. So let's make sure for the people that missed that section that we say that before we go on and let them free reign and worry about their job security.
Yes, we talked a lot about that in our last podcast, but in this guidance, unless we say otherwise, when we say the word feedback, we mean substantive, helpful commentary on someone's performance, as the term is commonly used. Not to be confused with the manager tools feedback model. And that's only for a manager and their direct. Or confused with the manager tools peer feedback model, which we will talk about in chapter 2 when we record that. So again, we never want to put anybody at risk. So when we say the word feedback, it's just information about someone's performance, but not using the model itself.
And we also warned you about giving feedback to your boss. Because sometimes feedback in a collaborative setting, when you're brainstorming about something, you can say, I don't think that idea will work. Some bosses will still react negatively. Even in a feedback culture or a boss that said, yes, I welcome feedback or I want to hear your opinions. So we want you to be careful. And again, we said this last week, not because we doubt your relationship with your boss, but because we don't want to tell you something that will get you fired. So we have to stay on the side of absolute caution so that we protect your job security. And if you are careful, then you can decide how far up to that line you want to walk based on your relationship with your boss that you know and we don't. But most people, I think, are more sensitive than we think they are. Even our bosses have thinner skins than we think they do. So whilst your feedback may be valid and needed, we want to caution you about giving too much of it, giving it too straight, or just damaging that relationship based on something that doesn't probably matter that much. Because at the end of the presentation, as long as the person has got the message, then whatever else happened probably didn't matter that much.
Yeah. And when people say things like, of course, I welcome feedback. I love feedback. It is not a blanket statement.
It might be not today because I'm having a bad day, right? Or,
And even hour by hour. So take each circumstance when people want information from you or ask how they did. And we're going to talk about that. But just because they've said it once in the past that, of course, I welcome that information, it doesn't apply to every situation every day because
every day is different. People and their moods and what they want changes.
That is our guidance warning to be cautious as we go forth.
Dive in to the second part of this, which we'll do now. We're going to kick off with the really important question, was I actually asked to give feedback?
Yeah. When considering the stages of the presentation, we're only asking ourselves, should I give feedback or praise? Once you've decided that giving feedback is appropriate, the next question is, are you being asked to give feedback?
Because the question, how was I, or what did you think is not actually a request for specific constructive criticism that some people might think it is, especially if it's asked right at the end of the presentation, like when somebody sits down from giving the presentation. The meaning of that question depends on who is asking. So for someone who's a really insecure presenter, when they say, how was I? What they're really saying is, did I mess up or was it as bad as I think it is? What they want is reassurance, not someone to say, you didn't make eye contact once, I couldn't hear you, and you dropped the papers. That person already knows all of those things. What they want for you to say is, it was great. They got the message. I know there were some hiccups, but they understood what we were trying to say, and we'll get better.
Yeah. Now, for a high-energy, people-focused boss, such as a high I, it's a request for praise. Tell me how great I was. Did you see how the audience loved it? Yeah, that's what they want to hear.
And bursting their bubble
right
there.
Everything is great. Yeah. Don't do it.
It's not a good point to burst their bubble right then. Like, wait. When they do the next presentation, if there's something that you notice that they do, high eyes go off on tangents, for example, and that wasn't helpful, before the next one, say, hey, I think it would be better if we stick to the slides this time. It seems to help the audience understanding. It's a different time in a different way. For a perfectionist, it's often fishing for validation of their own perceived flaws. So what they're really asking is, did anybody else notice that I stumbled on slide 4?
They're really wanting to know, like, how big of a mess up was it?
Yes.
More times than not, no one else noticed.
That's right. That's the amazing thing. Most of the time, nobody else notices the things that you notice when you're presenting.
And they just want to know that it didn't destroy the whole presentation. And again, before you criticize and say, oh, yeah, no, I noticed, did it impact the information? Say, no, not a big deal, right? That's what they want. For a more junior team member, it might be seeking confirmation that they met the basic expectations. Did I do what was required or was I good enough?
And if it's a junior person and they were, then give them the praise. And before the next presentation, you can tell them about that thing they do that's really annoying.
Practice with them too.
Right? Exactly, right?
But don't say, oh no, we're going to practice immediately after their presentation. Be like, hey, let's just do a run through. I'd like to hear the information, right? Help them later.
So for someone who's doing a high stakes presentation, it could be looking for emotional support. So when they say, how was it? What they really want you to say is, it was okay. You did great. They just want you to help them feel confident about what they just did and stop worrying about it. So what they actually want is just some positive affirmation.
Yeah, they really want to be able to just sleep that night knowing that it's done, it's over with, and we can move on.
Yeah.
For a confident technical expert, it might be genuine curiosity about the audience's engagement. Did people seem to understand the complex parts? So what they want, just were people nodding, taking notes, right?
Yeah, what did you observe in the audience? And does it validate how I felt? Like, does it jibe with my feeling about the presentation I was giving?
Yeah, exactly. So immediately after delivery, when someone sits back down, focus on the positives and your general impressions. You can say things like, you did great. They really responded to your examples.
You were so smooth. Well done. I saw Bob nodding in agreement several times.
You nailed the conclusion. I think they really got what you were saying.
And that example you used was genius. It really worked for everybody. We just want to give them something to cling on to, something, a general positive, and then something to cling on to that they did well. Because most of these questions, when we went back through them, when they say, how did I do? They're not asking you for specific feedback, constructive criticism. So at a minimum, get out of the meeting before giving any substantial feedback, because A, nobody wants critical comments right after they've presented. So let them have their moment. If they feel they did really well, then let them have that joy. And if they don't feel that, then give them the confidence to at least get through the meeting. And even if pressed during the meeting, even if the person sits down next to you and keeps saying, how did I do? And you say, you were great. They really got you at that conclusion part. And they say, but what about this thing? And what about that thing? Just say, I want to gather my thoughts first. I want to give you a good review. I want to make sure I've picked up the important parts. So just give me a minute. Because it's not just a polite, because side conversations during meetings are disruptive. It's not helpful to the next presenter if you're sitting there having that conversation, but it's also strategic in the sense of you do actually want time to think about what you're actually going to say and what it's important to say and what can be let go.
And when you've asked to give any information, you should put some thought into it first anyways, not just say what's off the top of your mind, because it's probably not going to be well constructed at that moment anyways, especially if there's other things going on. Or I know, even being a presenter, how your mind is a little mushy after you use all the words. But after sitting and taking in information, your mind is probably a little mushy and looking for some words. So give yourself and the other person some time. So if you have things to contribute, they're good. Mm-hmm. They're well thought out. Yeah.
So you're a company that promotes from within. We support you. Yet, are you also a company who then gives your individual contributors, soon to be managers, the tools and guidance to be effective, achieving results and retention? Don't let this costly mistake prove detrimental 6 months down the road. Let us come to you, in your workplace, to work with your team. We'll teach them how to achieve solid working relationships, helpful performance communications, and delegation. The foundations matter. Make it happen. Contact us today by emailing Maggie at customerservice@manager-tools.com or checking us out online at manager-tools.com and finding us under the training and events menu.
So if they're not asking for feedback when they say, how was I? What are they asking for? Or what can you tell? What questions do mean give me some feedback? So more specific questions like, did I go too fast during the technical section? Or was I clear enough when I explained the data? Or did my slides work with the presentation because I worried they were distracting? Or would you critique my handling of the Q&A section? Those questions that are asking about feedback for specific behaviors or sections of the presentation are more likely to be asking for constructive criticism, feedback, than how was it or how did I do? But be careful, even these questions can be asking for praise and not feedback. You know, if somebody says, did my slides work with my presentation? I'm worried they were distracting. That could also be, please tell me they weren't distracting. Please tell me I did okay. If somebody says, was I clear enough when I explained the data? They could be asking, give me some feedback. Tell me what steps I should have taken. Or they could just be asking, I couldn't hear myself think because I was so nervous and I actually don't know what I said. I don't remember what I said and I need you to tell me. I explained it well.
So if you are going to respond, fit the depth of your response to the specific question, such as, did I go too fast during the technical section? Answer a question about a specific concern like this narrowly as the question was asked. I don't think so. You were definitely slower than when we practiced, and I didn't see any confused faces.
You can't assume when somebody says, did I go too fast during this technical section, that they want your feedback on all of the other sections. So they're not saying, tell me what my speed was like for the entire presentation. They're just asking you something very specific. Now, the conversation might go on to the rest of the presentation, but it's kinder to assume that they're only asking you this narrow question, answer that narrow question, and then see what happens next. So this question of, was I clear enough when I explained the data? So that's a more general question, and so you can give a more general answer. So yes, I believe so. Nobody looked confused. Say it in a more positive tone of voice than I managed to say. Yes. Were you clear enough? Yes, I think you were. And nobody looked confused.
And you can also lean into how many people asked questions, right? If they were really confused, they would have asked more questions. So if no questions came up, you can assume that a lot of people got it and they did a fine job. Asking the question, would you critique my handling of the Q&A section? This is almost certainly a request for real substantial feedback, but you still need to consider the relationship and relative power that you have before you answer this question. Because when they're asking for that more critical feedback or information, you really do need to know the person, how they're going to take it, do they really want it, and what the power dynamic is. Because if you're going to give critical information and you are more senior or more junior, it can be taken two very different ways.
And whilst you might have had thoughts about other parts of the presentation and the delivery, bear in mind the questions that we asked in the previous sections before you decide whether or not to expand your feedback. So it matters whether or not you were involved in the creation. It matters your relationship. It matters how cool you are, how much you know about this subject that somebody else is presenting. All of that matters to how they take feedback. And also, if you're doubting it, go back and reread. If you have a license, you can read these and you can reread the specific section that we wrote about bosses before you talk to your boss.
Definitely reread it or re-listen to it. Now, however, if you've come to the end of this guidance and are ready to give meaningful, helpful feedback designed to both keep someone's confidence intact and improve their performance, then you're ready for chapter number 2.
Which will come out sometime in the future. And this deciding when, actually, if we don't release it for a couple of months, which we might not, you will have plenty of time to have these moments where somebody says, how was I? Or where you want to give feedback about a presentation and have chance to think about these things. Even if we tell you you can't say anything until we tell you how to say it, which we're not, then in between, we encourage you to take those moments and just consciously think, okay, was I involved in it? What's my relationship with this person? What would I give them feedback or would I not? Or even if you're not asked and you're in a presentation and somebody finishes, then think about those questions and whether or not you would or not give feedback, because there's a lot to consider and some practice would be helpful. When deciding when to give in-depth feedback, when to give encouragement and when to stay with praise for a presentation is a real professional skill. And it's as important as any of the technical skills you have. And developing this skill can serve you well in deciding whether to give feedback on other occasions. When we teach bosses, we often tell them, like, that, don't give feedback about that because it's so minor that it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Like, save your powder for the big things. If you always criticize the tiny things, then when you see something big, it doesn't have the same weight. And this is much more of a relationship skill than you might have thought, which means you might not be as good at it as you think you are. And fortunately, there's lots of opportunities to practice in most organizations, because in most organizations, there's too many meetings and too many presentations. That's what people always say. So you can get better quickly because you'll have all of those opportunities to practice. And if you don't have an opportunity to practice, you can go see Amanda at one of our Effective Manager conferences or Effective Communicator conferences, and you can give her feedback at the end of the day.
I mean, I'll say yes. Yeah. Don't worry.
You'll be able to practice actually delivering it, right?
I will also make you introduce yourself, so you'll get your practice early in the day.
That's
and
true.
Then you can tell me all the things that you notice that I do.
Did we just put people off? Probably.
No, please come.
Yeah,
I love
definitely
it.
Come. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.